Well, welcome back here to Cowan's Drug Store. Thanks so much for joining us on this Saturday morning. Again, we get a chance to talk sports on this Saturday morning edition of the Coach's Corner. Coming up later in the program, we're going to talk some Zionsville swimming with head coach Scott Kubaly. But we welcome in for our first segment this morning from Lebanon High School, Tigers head coach Rick Cosgray. We talk baseball with him. And Coach Cosgray, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, Scott. Great to be back with you.
Well, it's good to have you with us here. Chance to meet for the first time face-to-face this season. Our first conversation was over the phone because you were busy off doing baseball things,
right.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
So, general question, how are things going for the team here in the early part of the season?
We're pleased. You know, we opened up the season against Pike week ago Friday, and we were able to get a 6-0 win. Then we went down to Bloomington South and played a really good club. We got beat 7-3 and 3-0, but we didn't beat ourselves. They were just a good athletic, skilled team. So it was a good learning experience for us. And then we started into conference play this week, and we were able to pick up a 3-2 win against Frankfort, and then turn around the next night and go to Frankfort and got a 3-2 win as well. So to start 2-0 in the conference, we feel really good about that.
Again, we're spending time here with Rick Cosgray talking Tigers baseball here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. What are some of the positive signs you're seeing out of your team in the early going?
Our pitching staff has done a really nice job. Senior Corbin Wells, he pitched against Pike and got the win, and then he pitched game one against Frankfort and got a complete game victory. Another senior, Caleb McClain, left-handed pitcher. He stepped up and done a really nice job for us. Wesley Bird and Jack Farrell also, and Luke Dunchy have really been the main guys that we've used pitching-wise, and they've done a nice job. Joe Susong got in for an inning as well. So overall, I'm most pleased with where our pitching staff is at right now.
And then on the other side of things, where do you see your team needing to focus a little bit more on?
Consistency at the plate. We've been pretty good in our bunting game, and we've been pretty good in what we call situational hitting. But we haven't been that great at stringing hits together to this point. And I hope part of that is the fact that we just haven't been able to be out on a diamond and get a lot of live cuts. Since we've been back from spring break, the only time that we've been on the baseball field is to play a game. All other practices have been indoors. So we get a lot accomplished inside, but at the same time, at some point in time, it's nice to get out and actually play the sport where it's supposed to be played outside.
Yeah. In your mind, as a coach and a coach for a lot of years in the game of baseball, there's just something different about being outside, isn't there, and playing on the field?
Yeah. You know, when we're in the gym, you're not throwing at the same distances. And it's just a different feel when you're outside compared to inside. Then also our pitchers, even though they've been doing a nice job, we've had to do our bullpens up in the balcony of the main gym of the high school. We haven't been able to get out and throw off of a dirt mound, which you go from a wood mound to a dirt mound. There again, it's a whole different feel. But thankfully, our pitchers have done a pretty good job of adjusting to that.
Again, Rick Cosgray with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Well, let's focus a little bit more on your most recent wins, and that was the two wins you had over Frankfort. So let's go back to Tuesday when you took on the Hot Dogs at Memorial Park, and you were able to get the win 3-2. Let's begin with pitching. Who started the game for you, Coach?
Yeah, Corbin Wells started, got a complete game, did a really nice job of mixing in his curveball and his changeup to keep their hitters off balance. Frankfort's got some really nice hitters, and it's extremely important to be able to mix the change up and be able to mix the curveball in, and Kane Corbin did an outstanding job with that.
Yeah, again, talking here with Coach Cosgray, are you surprised you were able to get a complete game? I know it's so early in the season out of your pitchers. It sounded like his pitch numbers must have been down.
Yeah, he ended up at 103 pitches, but he was in with us all winter because he doesn't do a winter sport, so he was able to build himself up pretty good. And then, like I say, he pitched against Pike. So he was ready to throw somewhere between 85 and maybe 110 pitches.
What's the rule on that? How many pitches is a kid allowed this time of the year?
Well, the maximum you can pitch in a game is 120 pitches.
Okay.
And then from 1 to 35 pitches, you don't have to have any day's rest. You can come right back the next day and pitch. And then 35 to 60, you have to have one day's rest. 61 to 80, 2 days rest. 81 to 100, 3 days rest. And on to 120, 4 days rest.
Gotcha. So you hold them to just the two runs. How are you able to score your runs in that contest, Rick?
We manufactured. Bryce Nelson was able to get on base with a bunt, and then we bunted again, and then we got a key base hit. And so we just did a really good job of manufacturing runs with the bunts and the steals and the hit and runs.
Yeah, did Frankfurt threaten in the top half of the seventh inning?
No, they did not. I think they did get maybe one guy on, but he didn't get past first base, so
right.
We were able to close it out.
All right, so Tigers get the win. Then you turn right around and head to their place on Wednesday night, and a wet Wednesday at that, and a game that was called, I guess, after six innings of work?
Yes, after six. The umpires, once the game starts, it's in the umpire's hand when the game would be stopped. So we played in light rain through the first four innings, and then the rain started to pick up, and they were having to bring a lot of diamond dry out on the field at the pitcher's mound in the home plate area to try to make it not as slick. And but prior to the sixth inning started, the umpire came to Coach Dudley and myself and said, "The sixth inning is going to be it, so you guys can strategize properly." And so anyway, we were happy to pick up the win, and it was. I've been doing this a while now, and I've never played in a rain-soaking game like that before.
How'd you score your three runs?
Very similar to Tuesday night. Bryce Nelson got on with a bunt, and then Corbin Wells came up and got a double, and then Jack Farrell got a sacrifice fly. That's how we got one of the runs. And then from there, we were actually able to string some base hits together to produce our other two runs.
Again, talking here with Coach Cosgrave. So you get to the top of the sixth inning. Is the score 3-2 at that time?
Yes.
All right. So, Frank, you, I guess you're not able to score any more runs. So Frankfurt comes up to bat. Did they get some base runners on in their half of the sixth?
Yes. So we had brought Luke Dunchy in to relieve Caleb McClain, and Luke was able to strike out the last batter of the fifth. And then in the sixth, he walked the first two batters and didn't look real comfortable on the mound. So I'd been watching Jack Farrell warm up in the bullpen. He was throwing a lot of strikes. And so I decided to go to Jack, and they end up getting a runner at third base with one out. And they hit a ground ball to our first baseman, and that's when we got our second out. And then to end the game, they hit a slow roller back to Jack at the pitcher's mound, and he was able to make an accurate throw over to first. And Jack told us after the game he was so nervous that he was going to throw that thing away because the ball was just so wet. But thankfully, he did not, and that's how the Tigers won.
And so Tigers, after a tough trip to Bloomington South, bounce back and get two wins in a row over Frankfurt. And so coming up later today, the Tigers have a chance to play two more games. Is that correct,
yes,
Coach?
Yes, we'll play two games today. We'll open up. It's scheduled for 11 o'clock. We had to move it back to noon to let the field dry out a little bit more. So we open up against Beech Grove at noon. And then at 2:30, New Palestine and Ben Davis play each other. And then the losers of those games will play at 5 o'clock. And the championship game will be played at 7:30. So. Great day of baseball. Beech Grove, New Pal, and Ben Davis are all solid baseball teams. So if you're interested in coming out and sitting in the sun and enjoying some quality baseball, come on out to Memorial Park today.
All right, that sounds like a plan. Who gets the start for you in the first game, Rick?
Wesley Bird.
Okay.
Will be the man on the mound.
All right, well, good. Well, good luck to Wesley.
I appreciate it. I'll
all
let
right.
you know.
Once again, Tigers in action later today. Make sure you get out to Memorial Park and watch them play. And again, thanks to Coach Cosgrave for his time here this morning joining us on the Coach's Corner. Well, we'll go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll turn our attention to Zionsville Boys Swimming. That's coming up. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.